One More Turn. Episode 1203, Out of Sorts.
All right, let's take a breath. Labored as it might be for some.
Looking at me when you say that?
You're not the only one sitting on that side of the table.
Are we all taking a breath now, or what?
Let me try again. Garrison, as a political campaign manager.
That's more like it.
Do you think Pedro would win again if the mayoral election were held today?
I thought we agreed not to bring up the election.
You only asked Max and Nora, and they didn't even answer.
Looking at me again when you asked that? Just because I volunteered for his campaign?
I think it's because Bella's sitting right beside you, dear.
She likes to say you're not wrong.
He would not win, not if I have anything to say about it.
Seriously, you're the one who didn't want to bring the election up.
That was the last election. Reese is asking about the next.
You're thinking of running again?
I am. Our last mayor was popular when she decided to step aside. Pedro is not.
I'll be waiting for election day and vote for the candidate who never mentioned Doe.
So no campaigning for Evelyn if she decides to run again?
I don't have to vote for the candidate I campaign for.
That's technically correct. The best kind of correct. How many seasons have we used the word technical now?
10, if anyone's been counting.
Your cuteness and weirdness as a couple is really starting to irritate.
Pedro's campaign was boosted substantially by Evelyn's withdrawal, and subsequently endorsing him publicly.
Would you run his campaign again, if you were asked?
Just so Pedro could withdraw after it's too late to remove him from the ballot again?
Well, now Avery, would you find a campaign manager that would see it through?
Would you care? You would have sooner voted for no one than me. Oh, that was a dig at Reese. Right.
Why do you insist on not opening a can all the way, Max? The tab is not pointing down.
Besides helping me start drinking my beverage faster, it means I won't break the tab.
The tab shouldn't break if you open it all the way.
Even if it doesn't, you still have to wait longer to take a drink.
Why would you rush drinking? Take a moment. Enjoy the taste.
Opening the tab all the way means you will probably drink faster.
Why are you even drinking this from a can? Reese has that in bottles.
You took the last one, remember?
Oh. Well, at least you don't put blueberries on your pizza to cool it off.
That may be how Nax does it, but any cold fruit would do.
You're more likely to warm up the blueberries, actually.
How would you know? I watched you grow up and you didn't even want to smell fruit.
Reese! I don't suppose you have any cans of iced tea we could take home.
This isn't a grocery store or a drive-thru.
Mora likes to have a cup of it and white milk when she eats pizza. Tea for Tang.
And milk to soothe from the spices in the sauce.
Why are you all talking about these things?
This is a dinner.
Don't finish that sentence.
At least wait till the food gets here.
The Reboot app says the driver is a few minutes out.
Try closing and opening again. See if the timeline refreshes.
Those 3 minutes now have a zero at the end of it? I'm sorry,
You're not the cause, Reese. I'll initiate a chat with the driver on your behalf through the app and see what's going on. They're probably at the restaurant waiting with the kitchen backed up. You may get some Reboot credit for this.
Avery, you said earlier that Pedro is not popular right now. How do you figure?
If it has anything to do with people wishing he had, in fact, done something about the Doe contract like Avery wanted, I'll be moving to the city.
By yourself? I have no intention of moving, and more in Nax.
You campaigned for Evelyn, who wanted to move past Doe too, so why not?
Like you just said, you don't have to vote for who you campaigned for.
Is this like you agreeing to adopt a child on our behalf without consulting me?
Max, you're not comparing like things, and that, too, is past.
What would you know about such things? You and Carson could barely look after a cat.
Seriously, I hope the SPCA is taking custody of him as part of the divorce settlement.
Let's not use an acronym without spelling out what it means first.
You are getting divorced, right? You learned from your parents' stupidity in not doing that.
That's unfair, dear. It would have been if Gary and Evelyn stayed together, married or not.
Probably had something to do with taxes. Do you think they've been audited?
Speaking of audits, has Hudson... Pardon, the man's not here to defend himself. No awkward pause needed. I just said that wasn't needed.
Just because you say something isn't needed.
Regardless, it's what we wanted. Oh, Reese.
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Reese, voiced by Alia Kalina Radies. Nora, voiced by Heather Pawprint 42 Motes. Avery, voiced by Jennifer Lund. Max, voiced by Dark Cloud. Garrison, voiced by Steve Warning You 2 Warner. Bella, voiced by Annalie Cartamandua Barney. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
You said that without hesitation, with a convincing tone.
It's because I've already thought about it, and I am convinced.
I'm convinced. And it's not just because you're fronting the cost of my legal fees.
That's a very specific denial.
You're a very specific denial.